On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, and here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
Now it's time to play Who the Hell Is This?
All right, everybody out there in podcast land, time for another segment we call Who the Hell Is This? Where we try to stump each other with songs that... or by bands that we may not know or may not have ever heard. Or I usually try to pick songs from bands that we know, but songs we have never heard before. So we'll see how this goes.
Yeah, I usually go with the obscure artists and really make it super hard.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm a jerk like that.
All right, so Mark, I sent you 4 10-second segments of a song. So why don't you go ahead and start with song number one?
All right, let's go. Play along at home. I think you probably did. I don't know. Should I play dumb or should I just guess it right away?
Well, you can say you have a good idea and you'll play part number two just to confirm it.
All right. I think I know who it is, and I think it's a Canadian band, but is it Trooper?
No! No. Uh-oh. No, it is not.
Why not go on to track number two?
All right, smart ass.
Okay. And the water's getting rough and the waves go crashing in. Oh, it's definitely a Canadian band. Is it Thunder Mug?
No.
Oh, man. Do I get any clues?
Yeah, it's a Canadian band.
Okay, let's go to track three. I hope everybody at home's got this. I bet you they don't, but I'll go play track three.
Based on sales, they don't. Say that you're with me. Say you'll be there. When push comes to shove, will
everyone bail? You can't see the front line. Oh, man, that sounds so good.
Why don't you go ahead and guess it?
Okay, is it Harum Scarum?
That is correct.
Yes.
Way to go.
Oh, great band with no sales.
Except in Japan.
Yeah, I think, and they don't even get sales in Canada, just Japan. Yeah. Maybe a little in Europe, but yeah. Out there, if you've never heard of Harum Scarum, go get it. Start with Mood Swings first. And then get the whole rest of the catalog. Amazing.
Yeah, man. Totally amazing. It's unreal. If you can stream them, just stream everything they have. It's awesome.
Are they on Spotify?
I don't know. I need to check and see if they're on like Amazon Prime or Apple Music.
No, I don't use any of those things. I have so many songs. And I just... Well, Danny and I have all the same songs now.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm up around 300,000 on my hard drive.
Oh, my God. You got more, apparently.
Yeah.
Jeez. Okay, well, that was a good one. I knew that one right away.
Oh, did you know the name of the song?
Oh, my God. Is it... Oh, I don't think I do. Is it, like, Sailing Ships?
Sinking Ship.
What album is that on?
That's off United from 2017, their last album.
Yeah, go out and get that United by Harum Scarum. Amazing. I'm not steering you wrong. If you hate it, send me an email and tell me I suck, but... I guarantee you, you'll like it.
Absolutely.
Okay, so now it's time for Danny to guess the song I sent him. Remember this?
Hey.
4 10-second segments. And
All right.
This one, I know you've heard of this band. You may not know the song, but you've definitely heard of this band.
All right, let's check it out.
That's the one you sent me.
That's the one I sent you. That is not... I was going to say, hey, wait a minute.
No, you clicked on the wrong one, Dad.
All right, here we go. Let's try this one.
Wow.
Whoa. I've definitely not heard that song. Huh.
Yeah, it's kind of an obscure song from a band that didn't really make it, but they definitely were on a major label.
Do I own any of their material?
Well, if you download anything from me, yes, you do.
All right. Let's try part number two.
Oh, you don't even want to guess?
Motley Crue. No, I would definitely have
that. Negative. Okay, I'll get my first hint is definitely they're a five-piece L.A. band. They came out in the late 80s, early 90s.
Okay, let me try it. Part number two. Oh, man. Is it Malice?
Malice? Not a bad guess, but incorrect. They were definitely a five-piece from L.A. I would say they came way after Malice. Their debut album was produced by Dana Strum.
Oh, man. Okay.
So they're a five-piece from L.A., debut album produced by Dana Strum. And I can say they never had a big hit. But you've heard of them.
Wow, that doesn't sound familiar at all. Oh, let's see. L.A. Five Piece, Dana Strum. Have I ever seen this band or would have had the opportunity to have seen them?
I don't think I have seen them. I don't think you ever did. Their band name is two words. First word is definitely not the, so it's two words. Not the Bangles. No, it doesn't count.
Okay.
Two words. Like Skid Row, something like that.
Right, okay. Wow. I've drawn a total blank.
All right, this song that you're listening to came off a compilation that was released last year called Big Western Sky, Volume 1.
Okay, let me play the last part here. Is it Rough Cut?
Nope, not Rough Cut. Say so. That's the four songs, and you've been stumped. The first word, if there's a ball on the ground and you run over and strike it with your foot, that would be the first word. And the second word would be a girl's name. If there's a ball on the ground, I'm going to run up and...
Kick Tracy.
You got it. Kick Tracy.
Oh, man. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, they had one debut album that came out. It's pretty good. Then they had an EP. They recorded a third album, which this song came off of, but it was never officially released until last year.
Wow.
I told you it was obscure. That's why
Really.
Who the hell is this?
Yeah. Wow. All right, Kick Tracy. I like some of the stuff you sent me for them.
The first album is really good. And some of the Drop in the Ocean off of the Field Trip EP, if you haven't heard that, play that a couple times. You know, it just sticks in your head. It's really good. It's an acoustic song, too.
All right.
So go ahead.
Well, that's a good one.
Yep, good one, huh? Did I stump you?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I think probably 98% of the people got stumped on that one.
Yeah.
I'm kind of known for that, but hey.
Yeah, thanks.
Maybe next time you got plenty to choose from.
Oh, yeah, I'll, I'm going to stump you one of these times.
I have a feeling next time we play this game, you will.
Yeah, I'm going to start looking.
Yeah, well, we actually want to get off the phone. Okay, well, go out and get that one. If you're not familiar with Kick Tracy, go out and buy it or stream it somewhere and put a few shekels in this guy's pockets.
Yeah.
The Hard Rockin' Trivia Show is sponsored by Hard Rock Arena Radio, which features the best of the 70s and 80s hard rock and beyond, 24 hours a day, and can be heard on Shoutcast and Radionomy.com. The Hard Rock...
All right, you want to do a track by track?
Yeah, you got one for me?
Yeah. This is going to be interesting.
Okay.
I think it's going to be interesting, because the songs line up... really interesting, you know, in the track listing, so. But I don't want to say too much.
Okay, well, let's call it track by track battle now. I think that's what we should call it. Okay.
All right, everybody, time for a segment we call track by track battle, where we take two albums, both of which we usually like on their own, but we pit them against each other, where we go track by track. So we take track number one on one album versus track number two on the other album, and we each pick which one we like better. Sometimes it's surprising which album we think we know we're going to like better, and ends up the other one wins. But let's see what happens here.
Yeah, it's an social experiment. Be ready for it.
So what we do is when we both pick one song, that gets a point. When we differ on a song, it gets no points. So, and Mark has no idea which two albums I've picked.
Not a clue.
They both have the same number of songs on them, so it's not a matter of throwing one song away that somebody may think would toss it over the edge. But today's track-by-track battle takes Gary Moore's Run for Cover, which was released in 1985.
Love it.
Versus Whitesnake, 1987 album.
Good God. I love them both.
They're both great. Great albums on their own, but it's going to be funny to see how they go against each other song by song, because there are some amazing songs on both albums. That which one are you going to pick?
Yeah, I think the masses, the record buying public, would probably say Whitesnake easy, because that album was huge, and Gary right. Moore was never that huge. But for the hardcores, it's going to be a lot tougher. Like me, I love Gary Moore.
Oh, absolutely. And I should have looked up the sales for each of these albums, and I bet Whitesnake probably 20 or 30 times what Gary Moore's album sold, but I have no idea.
Yeah, I think the Whitesnake 87 is probably in the U.S. probably around 6, and the Gary Moore album didn't even go gold, so.
Yeah, so here we go. Gary Moore's Run for Cover versus Whitesnake's 87 album.
All right.
Track number one on Gary Moore, Run for Cover. Awesome song, real upbeat rocker, versus Crying in the Rain by Whitesnake.
And the Crying in the Rain is actually a re-record, because they did that before.
But right.
This version with John Sykes against Gary Moore. I love Run for Cover, but I got to vote for Crying in the Rain. That one just kills it.
Oh, man, I'm going Run for Cover. No doubt.
All right, no point there.
No points on that one. Okay, the next song, Reach for the Sky versus Bad Boys.
Reach for the Sky for me, easy.
Yep, me too.
Yeah, Bad Boys is kind of it's okay.
Well, it's kind of repetitive, so whatever.
Yeah, it is.
The next one, I think, is the hardest of the whole this whole segment. Military Man versus Still of the Night.
Oh, God. That's like... those are both tens for me.
Because Military Man has Phil Lynott on it.
Oof.
It's just an awesome, awesome song. And Still the Night, of course, huge, huge hit.
I'm going to have to go against the masses. I got to go with Military Man. I love that song.
That's totally my vote, too. I've picked all Gary Moore songs so far, but...
And I love Still the Night. But maybe I've heard it too much.
Well, maybe so, but this is what makes this segment so hard, because you think, oh, and actually, Whitesnake's going to win, but so far, it's 2-0 for Gary Moore.
Wow. Okay.
All right. Here's another one. Empty Rooms versus Here I Go Again.
Here I Go Again's another re-record of an older Whitesnake song.
Yep.
And Empty Rooms. Didn't Empty Rooms appear on two different albums?
Yeah, I think he did it. He did it later.
Yeah. I like Empty Rooms, but I would go with Whitesnake on this one. Here I Go Again.
I think I'm going to go with Here I Go Again also. I love Empty Rooms.
Yeah, is this
the only reservation I have about Here I Go Again is just it's overplayed. I've heard it so many times, but it is a great song.
Yeah, there's one Empty Rooms version that has too many keyboards in it.
I guess they started
making it more of a single, and it was better when it was less. When they started to throw too much instrumentation on it, it cheapened the song a little bit. So
yeah.
Here I Go Again for me.
Now it's 2-1. The next one here, Out in the Fields versus Give Me All Your Love.
Ooh. Out in the Fields is great. Give Me All Your Love is pretty damn good, too. I've got to go with Out in the Fields.
Yep, I'm on that one, too. One of my favorite Gary Moore songs of all. Maybe after Military Man. But.
Yeah, in the video, what the hell instrument is he playing? That, you know what I'm talking about?
No, I'll have to look at it.
Yeah, he's playing, it's like a keytar or something like that. It's different. It's one of those
things. I'll check that out.
Yeah, watch the video again. It's like they're in the solo part. I'm like, what the hell is that? It's kind of a guitar, and it's kind of not. What the heck? I don't know.
Does it have like a real angled neck on it?
It's weird.
Like it's angled up?
Yeah, so it's like a combination keyboard, guitar, or something. I don't know. It's not the keytar that Greg Jafria used to have where he used to play, you know, as a keyboard. But no, I don't know what the hell it is. Yeah, you have to see it.
Yeah, I'll check it out and see. Okay, the next song, Nothing to Lose versus Is This Love?
Is This Love for me?
Yeah, I'm going to go with that one, too. I mean, Nothing to Lose is a good song, but Is This Love is, well, that's a really good song, too.
Monster ballad.
Yeah. Okay, so it's 3-2 now. Getting close.
Who's winning? Gary Moore still winning?
Gary Moore still winning, yep. Next one, Once in a Lifetime versus Children of the Night.
Children of the Night.
I'm going with Once in a Lifetime. Yeah, dang it. Okay, we're getting to the end here. Next up is All Messed Up versus Straight for the Heart.
Got to go with All Messed Up. No Place
to
Go.
No Place to Go. Oh, yeah, that's one of my favorite songs on the album, too. I've got like 8 favorite songs on this album, so.
Yeah, Glenn Hughes does a lot of lead vocals on this album, doesn't he?
He does.
Yeah. When we saw this one live, Neil Carter does the lead vocal.
Yeah. Okay, last song here. It doesn't really matter because it's 4-2, but Listen to Your Heartbeat versus Don't Turn Away.
Got to go with Gary Moore again.
Yep. I really like that song as well. Better than Don't Turn Away. So it's 5-2. Run for Cover is a better album than the Whitesnake album.
According to our track-to-track battle. So everybody on the planet got it wrong, apparently, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, the millions and millions of people that bought this album. They should have bought Gary Moore's album.
Yeah. Well, they missed out. So, May, if we can attract a couple of people to this album just to check it out, that's we did our jobs.
Absolutely. And I would say this may be one of the ones that is most accessible for people to get into the rock version of Gary Moore as opposed to the blues version that came a couple years later after this. But then there's also all of Thin Lizzy stuff he did, which that's down the line. Get into Gary Moore first on his solo and then get into his earlier stuff.
Oh, absolutely. He was fantastic. Best guitar player I ever saw live. He could shred and then he could make you cry.
Oh, absolutely. He was one of the best, that's for sure. I was really sad when he died a few years ago.
Yeah, because he was going to go back to the rock a little bit. That was his plan.
Yeah. If only.
Yeah, well, we still can go back and listen to that cool stuff.
Yep. All right, well, there you have it. 5-2.
Gary Moore, go out and buy it.
The Hard Rocking Trivia Show can now be found on YouTube, so please search for us and subscribe to the channel.
Cover this.
All right, everybody, it's time for another episode of Cover This, where we put together a 30-second snippet of a cover song, and we have to pick out the original artist, the covering artist, and the name of the song. And you got to get all three, or you get 0 points. There's no partial credit. So, Mark, go ahead and hit the song. Okay. See if you can get it.
Well, let's see. This is extremely difficult.
Put a zombie, would you take me by the hand? Put a zombie, would you take me by the hand? Can you show me the shining of your band? Sparkle of your China. Can you show me? Put a zombie, put a zombie. I'm gonna sell my house in town.
Well, that does not sound a bit familiar to me at all. I couldn't even tell you the name of the damn song. I've never heard that in my life, I don't think.
Really? Okay.
What is that? What are you saying?
I don't think that you're a big fan of you're a fan of the covering band, or at least I know you've seen the covering band, but the original band, I don't think you're really a big fan of.
What were they saying? Budizaka?
Bodhisattva.
Bodhisattva.
Stattva.
I've never heard that in my life.
That's the name of the song, Bodhisattva.
Give me a hint who the original artist is.
It's two guys that were very famous for all the time they took in their studio, and they're like...
It's got to be Steely Dan then.
That is correct.
Steely Dan. I'm only a fan of their hits. And let me see.
Well, that's what's kind of a hit. It's on their greatest hits album.
Well, that was a hit?
Yeah.
Not in my radio. It wasn't. I mean, Reeling in the Years and Deacon Blue. Those are the songs.
Okay. Well, it was on their greatest hits album.
So. Well, since I know you're a big Toto fan, and Toto is a big Steely Dan fan, I'm going to guess that was Toto.
Yeehaw! That is correct. On their Through the Looking Glass album.
Oh, God. Yeah. I would have never.
Well, to mention most of Toto was on just about every Steely Dan album.
Yeah. Because they're awesome musicians.
Yeah, Jeff Porcaro, the drummer, was Steely Dan's drummer, basically. So,
well, wow, definitely stumped me on that one.
Well, there you go, Bodhisattva.
Okay, now it's my turn to stump your ass.
All right, let's see. Let me see if I can get this song to play.
Yeah, time to upgrade our computers.
All right. I know you get a lot of ABBA covers. That was definitely ABBA's SOS.
Yes, you are correct on both accounts. Who is doing that cover?
That's the hard part. I mean, the guy, the good voice, but fairly generic.
Need a clue?
Was it Survivor?
It is not Survivor. I can tell you it's a current band that plays the circuits now. They're considered a newer band. They're a combination of Stuck Mojo, and their lead singer is a wrestler.
Man. Oh, crap. What's that band?
Yeah, and they play all the time.
Were they at M3 one year?
No. They play like the more stuff like with Avenged Sevenfold and Ghost, and they play with the newer bands.
Okay. Is it Heat?
No!
It is not Heat. All right. This band plays mostly all originals now, but they started as a cover band. They were called Fozzy Osbourne, and they shortened it to Fozzy. And their first two albums are all covers. And they said, hey, you know, let's do our own music, and they did. The lead singer's name is Chris Jericho.
That's who I was thinking of.
What's the name of his band?
I thought he was in a band that was a little older.
Yeah, what's his band name? It is also a character on The Muppets.
Oh, man. Animal.
Uh, the Bear.
Oh, Fozzie the Bear?
Yep, the name of the band is Fozzie.
Fozzie, okay.
Good. Actually, they're quite good.
I like that cover. That sounded great.
Yeah, and they had a song called Judas. It was all over the Octane radio on Sirius. Yeah, that song was huge.
Wow. All right.
Their last three albums have been really good. So Now You Know, Fozzie.
Now You Know.
And that came, I think that's not the latest album, it's the one before that.
Okay.
I think Do You Want to Start a War was the name of the album. And that's a killer song, too. Well, you can check.
I'll check them out.
Yeah, you have all their, you have most of their stuff.
Okay.
All right. On that note, let me see. Yeah, you got most of it. You just didn't get the, and.
Well, I said there's no partial credit.
Yeah. And I got zero credit because I didn't get anything until I got hints. So I think you won this week and cover this.
All right. Yes. All right. I'll spend all that money on Christmas.
Right. There you go. And on that note, good night.